you can stay and sing this hymn with me. Oh Lord my God, when awesome wonder, consider all the words that submit. I see the stars, I hear the rock return, the path through you sang well this morning. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. Good morning. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Amen. I'm grateful I'm standing before you today. It's a privilege to stand to talk to the children of God. First of all, I want to thank God for my wife's healing. Hallelujah. It was scary months ago. Looking at her countenance, she would look at me, will I be okay? It was terrible. I lost a fast and prayed for her 7 days. And the Lord started taking her from stage to stage. That she's stronger every day. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. By the grace of God, I'll be sharing the subject, seeking the Lord. We know there's time no longer. How many of us believe that? Revelation 10:7 says, the days of the voice of seventh angel, when it begins to sound, the mysteries of God should be finished as he has declared to the seven sixth prophets. Time no longer. Say to one another, Jesus is coming soon. This morning, while my wife was leading prayers, a call came from Nigeria. I couldn't receive the call. He said, pray for America. I want us to stand and pray for America. Hallelujah. Let's take time to pray for America. Because we couldn't talk. I don't know what was at stake. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for America. This is where we live now. Abba, Father, we cry for mercy. Have mercy. Lord, that what transpired in Texas, that it will not happen again. And Lord, those people who are here with different motives, Father, expose them before they act. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all those cells that are dead that came through the border, different groups, Father, expose them. Wherever they are, expose them. The law enforcement agencies will discover where they are before they operate. Have mercy upon America, O Lord. Those who've sinned, we ask for mercy. Sin of abortion, shedding innocent blood. Lord, different type of oppression going on here and there. We plead for mercy. Have mercy, O Lord. Turn the situation around. Lord of hosts, come with your host and deliver America from darkness. Deliver America from external problem in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, it was revealed some years back now that 2025, America will go to war with Russia. Father, let it not happen. We cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, let there be a control of temper from the White House among the Congress, the senators. There are some who want war with Russia. We cancel it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, defend this nation. Oh God, have mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's be seated. God bless you this morning. The subject is seeking the Lord. It has been ringing in my spirit for weeks. I tried to put things together. It was not working. I'm just depending on the Lord to share with you this morning. I will take my reading from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Before we continue, we have visitors here. I want to just take time to introduce them to us. We're happy to have Sister Bubemi. Is that your sister? And the brother-in-law? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to introduce yourself to our brethren. Hallelujah. Glad to have you. What's your name, my brother?
Ben. Yes. God bless you.
Sophie.
Hallelujah. Oh, your children are here too. What's your name, my young man?
Kosi.
You? Kamsi.
Tiabo.
Tiabo. Halle. Oh, that's.
Olas.
Maro.
Hallelujah. Glad to have you this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Any other new face here today? Was she the one that came? The one you invited? No? Hallelujah. Good morning, sister. What is your name?
Mary.
Mary.
Oh, Mary. Who invited you?
I came, Mr. Peters, he prayed for my grandson. So okay. I came.
Glad to have you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today is going to be great. Hallelujah. God is going to do a new thing and great thing for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Seeking the Lord. I will start with my own testimony. As a young Christian, I was hungry for the Lord. Because of that hunger, I was in the Catholic Church. I thought I was born again. I was not. Serving as an altar boy. But when I became born again, Sister Christy was the first person who invited me to come to Christian Union. I said, not today. The day I was ready, but there was no fellowship. Then we left school. And my sister invited me to come to Uniben. I was not a student, but there I gave my life to Jesus. They did not stop there. They said, there's a camp meeting coming up in the wilderness. It was a mountain. Hallelujah. That thing changed my life. After that meeting, I went there alone 7 days in the cave in the mountain, seeking the face of the Lord. I didn't know something happened to me. On Saturday, at the end, I went to a house fellowship, Vincent Onomba Josa. As we were praising God, we were tambourine, singing over and over again, power of God came upon me. It was like electricity. All of us squeezing me. I didn't know what was happening. And that thing was like that over and over. And I started seeing some manifestation. I touch people, something good will happen to them. For years, I didn't know it was a healing anointing until I stood before a man of God called Sean Boat. As he was prophesying on each person, he said, do you know you have a healing ministry? It's very strong. He said, push into it. I didn't know what that would mean. But I discovered when I go after church at the temple, we'll go to play soccer. As I'm running, breathing heavily, it will come all over again. So I give you that testimony to tell you that it's for every one of us. God has something for you. And God wants you to work for him. God created you for a purpose. And he wants to use you to his glory and to his praise. It's a continuation of Jesus Christ's ministry. So we have different parts we are playing. It's a continuation of Jesus Christ's ministry. Let's see. This is Acts chapter 1. I'll read from verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. Everybody said, ye shall receive power. It didn't say you shall receive speaking in tongues. Say you shall receive power. The manifestation you first that we experience is speaking in tongues. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. Let me skip that one and go to verse 14. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary was there. And with his brethren, those brothers who did not believe, later they became a believer. And in those days, Peter stood up and skipped that one. Now, remember, after Jesus Christ spoke to them, he was taken up and they were looking, gazing. And two men or angels appeared. They see men. As you see, did Jesus go? Say, why are you gazing up? As you see him go, so he will come. Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. So we need to get ready. We need to seek the face of God. Let us look at the book of Isaiah 46, verse 15. Truly ye are a God who hide himself, O God of Israel. This is why we need to seek him. God will hide himself. God is looking at you. He wants to see whether really you are interested in him. Because it's not Sunday issue. It's every day. Have you discovered that the enemy is very aggressive nowadays? Even the place of your work. You're supposed to be in charge. But they come and start attacking. I'm hearing a brother testimony. I remember what happened to my elder brother. As a scientist, he learned chemistry. I read other areas. We were working in Lagos. One day, something went wrong. My brother started driving around Lagos. He said he later walked from Pike Street, trekking to Lagoon, to jump into Lagoon. And he heard a voice. As you are going, as you jump inside, so somebody will jump inside and bring you out. When he heard that, he went back home. Thank God I did not lose my brother. Why? That thing happened where he was working. Somebody was interested in his job. Yeah, people who are against you. But remember, you are in this world, you are not of this world. You are not of their kind. You are higher up. God has called you to rule and reign with him. And you can do it by his spirit. That is why we pray more in the Holy Ghost. Praying in tongues. You cook yourself. Not 1 hour, not 2 hours, not 3 hours. Keep praying and praying and praying. The power of God will come. When they see you, they know you are not ordinary. You are supernatural. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God hide himself. Remember when after Jesus Christ resurrected, and they were hearing story that he died, some group of disciples didn't know what happened. They were discussing on the road as they were going, road to Emmaus, and Jesus kept walking. I was hearing what they were saying. He was about to pass them. Later they said, that you put discussing, sorrowing. And Jesus Christ, oh ye fools. It was written of him to do this. And then, and it will be taken off. And they were not still convinced as he was about to pass, continue going. They said, come please, come on. Just recite with us. His time is fast spent. Stay with us. As they were discussing in the house, they started to do breaking of bread. It was there, their eyes open. And Jesus Christ disappeared from their presence. God hide himself. So you need to seek him. Make it a point of duty to seek the face of the Lord. Amen. Let's read Psalm 105, verse 3 to 4. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. The Lord there said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It is some of your heart. Serve the Lord with all your heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways. Take for example, you want to buy a house. Seek the Lord. Ask him to direct you to which area you need to buy a house. Or which type of house will you need to buy? God is interested in every area of your life. Or you want to marry, seek the Lord. You see my wife over there? You can't get that quality of woman. It was only God that gave me that woman. She's a gift, the best thing that's ever happened to me. Hallelujah. Because I heard people were praying for a life partner. I started praying until God started speaking to me. But I won't go into detail. Because this scripture, in 89, I heard audible voice. I was quoting the scripture. Now, anytime I decide to lean on my understanding, it backfire. Let me give you an example. I came here with a visiting visa. They just gave me 6 weeks, and 6 weeks was expiring. I started praying, and the Lord told me some certain things. Then, you can't walk. I started a business of doing cleaning. Then the news came that in Florida, they are giving out a green card. A brother went and paid thousands and got a green card. When he tried, he discovered it was fake. Thank God he did not depend on that. Now, in my own case, somebody told me another route they can go through. You go through the test. Do you know I sent money before I started praying? That is wrong. You ask God first. Do you know, when I asked the Lord, do you know what the Lord said? If you expose yourself to cold, you will catch pneumonia. What is he talking about? Then I called somebody in Florida. Do you have winter over there? He said, no. So when God is talking to you, you need help to still understand what he's saying. Do you need that thing really pneumonia? It took 20 years before my wife was able to join me. So it's not good to lean on our own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Seek the face of God about every area of your life. Concerning your children, seek the face of God. If there are some things you don't understand about them, seek the face of God. He will tell you how to handle that issue. Amen? Are you following so far? Praise the Lord. The outpouring at this end time is here. We need to seek the Lord for this Holy Ghost reign. Now let's look at Ezekiel chapter 41. It's for us, this end time, to swim in the Holy Ghost. Ezekiel 41, okay. And afterward, he brought me to the temple and measured the post. 6 cubits broad on the one side and 6 cubits broad on the other side, which was the breadth of the tabernacle. And the breadth of the door was 10 cubits. And the size of the door were 5 cubits on one side and 5 cubits on the other side. And they measured the length thereof, 40 cubits. And the breadth, 20 cubits. And they went inward and measured the post of the door, 2 cubits. And the door, 6 cubits. And the breadth of the door, 7 cubits. and the measure of the length thereof, 20 cubits, and the breadth, 20 cubits, and before the temple. And he said unto me, this is the most holy place. And after he measured the wall of the house, 6 cubits, and the breadth of the of every side chamber, 4 cubits, and round about the house on every side. And the side chambers, and 3, and all, one over another, and 30 in order, and they enter into the wall, which was of the house. Was of the house of the side chambers round about, that they might have hold. But they had not hold in the wall of the house. Now there was an enlarging and a winding about or steel upward to the side. Now what I want to bring out from here is about initially, the water was the ankle. A time came, it was on the knee. A time came, it was on the chest. He said it was not so deep for you to swim in. That is about the end time. The end time, God himself is coming down. Hallelujah. And the cherubim and seraphims are coming down. Because those ones, they bring purity to the church. Now, what God wants to do, we've not seen it in Christendom. But we need to seek the face of God so that we will not miss out. We cannot just be gazing or sitting on the fence. No, we need to press in. To receive what God is going to do. Because during this manifestation, the Lord will come. Because we are all waiting for rapture. God wants you to work for him. God wants to demonstrate to the world his power through you. This is the end of time. Hallelujah. The end of time is here. See, Zechariah 10:1 says, ask for the rain, the time of the latter rain, the Lord will make bright clouds and cause showers of rain to fall upon everyone, grass of the feet. Ask for that rain. This is latter rain. Latter rain, the former and the latter rain is now. It's time for it. This house will be filled with his glory. We've seen the glory before. Even in the primary school, where we are holding services. Take photograph, you see the so thick. In my wedding, you took photograph, it was thick. We're covered with the glory of God. What happened? It's not just the glory. God wants us to seek him. It appears some of us were not hungry again. The Bible says, blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And those people, how many of them were with Jesus? Over 500? Then, when he gave that commandment that they should wait in Jerusalem, it was only 120 that went to the upper room. And in that upper room, the Holy Ghost came. And that was, the church was born. That same church in the Acts of Apostles, this is the act of the Holy Ghost, is going to intensify even now. Hallelujah. Every one of us, now, brethren, our children, no matter how young they are qualified to receive the Holy Ghost. You may say they are 4 years old. Mm-mm. They are not too young. If they can go to heaven and see Jesus and fellowship with Jesus, they can receive the Holy Ghost. Young men, young girls, you can practice the Bible. Let me pause a bit. I want to read something to you. A pastor quoted it last Sunday. I said, that is a part of my message. This is Mark chapter 16. This is what it says here, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized, baptized with water baptism shall be saved. If you've not been baptized with water, to type in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you need to do so. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them. I want you to see here. It didn't say these signs shall follow only the pastors. What did you see there in the screen? These signs shall follow them. Who are the them? You. I was one of them. I started acting on the word of God. That's how I received the Holy Ghost. I said, Lord, you did this for them. I'm qualified to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in that primary school. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I saw the fire of God. I started speaking another language. Hallelujah. So the young men here, you can practice this one. You don't have to be a pastor before you can lay hands on your classmate. When they are sick, say, come, let me pray for you. A time will come, you will start sharing scriptures with them. And the group will start increasing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you guys here? Are you following or you are just soaking it in? Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at that verse 18. It said, they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Not by tempting God now. Unknowingly. If you drink it, or take for example, you eat something, and your stomach is troubling you, quote this scripture, put your hand in your bowel, that thing will die. And they shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Who will lay hands? The pastor. Is that what he said here? You. I remember in the 90s, we were in a place called Idianola, under Living Water. I shared this scripture. This woman who came from California, he said, is that really true? Me can lay hands on the sick? Yes, any of you who is a believer, you can lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. When my father was alive, when we are sick, you have a headache, he will give you codeine. You remember codeine? When you are cough, he give you sulfatriat. We're chemistry people, a chemist. So after my father died, my baby brother will come and say, brother, I have a headache. I will lay my hand. I will practice it with them. Stephen, that used to do cameraman, he will receive healing. The same thing when Nofe is gone, he died. So I will practice it with my younger ones in the house. The same thing you can practice with your husband. Husband, you can practice with your wife. Amen? God is not going to query you. Say, why did you do that? You are not a pastor. Why do you lay hands on your wife? No. Say, these signs shall follow them. Who are the them? Say, us. Who are the them? Say it, brethren. Who are the them? Us. These signs shall follow them that believe. So if you are a believer, as you have practiced the word, God will honor his word. Amen? Okay, let me leave that for you. That was a digression, but it's good to refresh ourselves and the younger ones. We need to pray, or we need to prepare for the outpouring with prayer and fasting. It is time to move the word and with the word of God and power. So if we don't spend time seeking the Lord, that power will not be there to move the word. Because the people of the world are waiting for us. They've not seen this kind of people before. A brother testified, he said, among these people he was working with, of all that religion, he said, one in particular was always watching him. And then he said, one day he called him aside, he said, please, my wife is barren. I need help. He said, okay. He said, he didn't preach. You listen, just say, hold my hand and release the glory of God. He said, when you get home, put your hand on your wife's bowel or womb talk to God about what you want. And the wife became pregnant and gave birth. Right from then, that guy, that Muslim guy, was watching this guy like hawk. If you want to pray, checking whether he's praying. See, that is the ways God uses us to reach those people of other kind of religion. Demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit is available, not only for the ministers, for each and every one of us. Say, I'm available. Tell God, I'm available. Use me anywhere, anytime. Amen. In the hospital, you are available. If a patient asks you, because they know those who are Christian, they can see you. The way you act, the way you respond to them, you can. If they call you to pray, you just say, you want me to pray for you? You are in agreement? Just pray a simple prayer and release the glory of God. The testimony will come. Our sister is not here today. He said, a woman requested I should pray for the son who was having blood problem. That child was healed. Our sister is not a pastor. She's not here today. Now, what am I saying? There's time no longer, but Jesus is waiting on you to start acting on his word. Because he's coming very soon. Hallelujah. The anointing of God, let's see, Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 6. Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 6. And the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. You can claim this scripture. It was for Jesus. It's for you as a believer. Because you are Christ too. I'm not saying you are Lord Jesus Christ, but you are Christ. You are anointed. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind all the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. That is what you are. The planting of the Lord. God planted you. God created you, raised you up to glorify his name. And the Lord, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified in you. Hallelujah. The next verse, please. And they shall build the old wastes, and they shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. See, this is what God has commissioned us to do. Verse 5. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Say, amen. And the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen. Amen. And your vine dressers. The next verse. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Do you know you are a priest? Men shall call you the ministers of God. And ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. You will shine as the stars of firmament among them. Hallelujah. You will shine. Shine for Jesus. But the time no longer. Let me try and bring this to a conclusion. Let's go to book of Jude chapter 1. Let's see verse 19 and 20. The emphasis will be on 20. And these they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. Verse 20. But ye beloved, your God's beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Edifice. You may look at yourself so small. You are building, general building inside of you. You may look small, but you are 100 times big inside. Ye are of God, little children, for you have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Who is in the world? The devil, the god of this world. The God that is in you is bigger than him. He deceived Adam in the Garden of Eden. God decided to become Adam, to claim us back, and empower us to overcome the dragon. You will tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the powers of the enemy. Nothing, when he says nothing, he means nothing, shall by any means hurt you. Say amen. Hallelujah. So that Jude is a key scripture that we need to act on. Keep building up yourself by praying in tongues, praying. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. I remember now. I was late to start doing that when I was in Living Water, whatever. Just only on Saturdays, I will go there and pray in tongues for 4 hours straight. And the pastor came, another pastor came. We started doing it. When I get to the jail, before I open my mouth, evil spirits are already manifesting. You see, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit, says the Lord. The Holy Ghost is available. You are God's temple. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Who are the men? You. God wants to walk in you. God wants to dwell in you. God wants to see through you. God wants to speak through you. God wants to handle through you. God wants to embrace and love people through you. Hallelujah. You have got little children. You have overcome them. But greater is Jesus Christ that is in you than the devil that is in the world. So build up your most holy faith. Your faith is holy. Build it up by praying in the Holy Ghost. Because the more we do that, please go to the next verse. The more we do that, the more of God we will see. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Hallelujah. By what we can see all around, you know Jesus is coming soon. The east gate in Israel is cracking. And that place was sealed till the Lord Jesus Christ will come. Something is happening. Jesus is at the door. Be ready, brethren. Be ready at all times. Talk to God that there be no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish or blemishes in your life. Any such thing should not be there. Talk to him. Hallelujah. And live a holy life. Because without, we cannot see the Lord. God is holy. He wants us to be holy. If it is not possible, he will not say, be ye holy, for I am holy. It's possible. That is why he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And holiness is available. As you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, you start feeling that holiness. You will feel it. I don't want to go back to a lot of testimonies because it's available. If not, I don't think I will be here today if I want to follow the spirit of the land. Because a lot of things was around because my wife was not here. But thank God, I was not sent for that to do all those quick things they do and looking for beautiful ladies here and there. They are all beautiful, but they are not for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's only one man, one wife. God hates fornication and he hates adultery. Hallelujah. It's not for, we don't need girlfriend. It's when you are ready to marry, that's when you marry. Pray that God should give you his choice. Lastly, I heard a star story. Had even that pastor prayed that he wouldn't marry a man, he didn't know he was going to marry a man, a Ghana pastor. Let me leave that. It's negative. Please pray. God will show you who they are. Amen. God showed my wife me, and God showed my wife showed her to me. And God will show you your wife, will show you your husband. Hallelujah. It's not religion, it's relationship. God is your father, just like you have daddy. Daddy is my father. He wants to send you to school, want it to be well with you. He said, your heavenly father, before you came, God has already planned everything out. He's a good businessman. Hallelujah. God is not trying to guess. No, you don't need to guess. That's why I say, seek the face of God. Seek him with all your heart. God will not hide anything from you. If God did not answer today, not answer tomorrow, maybe in a week time, keep seeking him. He will come. He will answer you. Hallelujah. Let's bow down our head and pray. Father, thank you for this exhortation. Father, I for one was not really ready. Though you trust, you say, I trust you. You speak to your people. Father, thank you for talking to my brothers and sisters, even the younger ones, that they will not go the way of the world. The world, they don't have example for the kingdom. The kingdom of God is different from the kingdom of darkness. Father, help my brothers and sisters to be ready. Give them that grace to seek you. That grace to pray. That grace to fast and remain in your presence and keep praying and praying like you used Babalola to pray hours, days in one spot without moving. Lord, we need our grace. Though we have our care of this life, Father, let no care of this life or deceitfulness of riches, let it not affect us, O Lord. Help us to focus on you. As your word says in the book of Hebrews, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us to continue looking and keep looking and gazing and meditating on you. Lord, thank you for your glory that appears now. Let this glory rest upon your people. Lord, clothe them with this glory. Clothe them with this glory. Clothe them with this your glory. Let your fire rest upon them. Rest upon their household. Let your fire be a wall of defense round about them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for your soon coming. Help us not to miss out, to be ready at all times. That when we need to enter in, we will not ask in our other virgin, say, give me out of your oil. Father, let that not be our situation. Help us to store up the oil in spending time, fellowshipping, praising you, and fellowshipping, praying in tongues, and building up our most holy faith. Let it be tangible in our lives, oh God. We ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, anyone here having any problem in their dreams, I come against the power of darkness that is troubling such a one. I send the fire of God to dislodge and destroy that demonic dreams. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dreams that defies the body, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I say, loose your hold and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, fire of God, fall and rest upon this, my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Uh,